next, talking NBA trades. Jeff Zilga joins us, NBA reporter for USA Today, joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Jeff, thanks for a few minutes. How you doing?
Hi, Jeff.
I'm good. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. We're just looking at this trade here that the Sixers and Clippers. It really is a trade, I think, that benefits both teams. I mean, both teams, I think, made out good in this move.
I agree. Now I'm going to have to dig into it a little deeper. On its face, I was surprised the Sixers did give up Landry Shamet. They really liked him, and he's been really good for them this year, considering where they picked. But I think the larger point that I did to hear all of your guys' talk on this is that the Sixers obviously are going for it in a couple different ways. Not only this season to try to make a push for a deep playoff run, but there is belief within that organization that there is a financial path to re-sign both Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris, plus deal with the contracts of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons when they need extensions or new deals. And then obviously they still think they can keep J.J. Redick again. So, you know, this is a team that wants to make a push this year, but they're also looking for the future as well, considering, you know, they think there's going to be shakeups around the league.
Jeff, in terms of 2019, the season we're in right now, this gives their starting lineup, I mean, they can score, and that's going to be huge for them, obviously, come playoff time. The depth maybe could be in question a little bit in the bench. Where does it put them in terms of the top four in the East right now with Milwaukee, Toronto, and Boston? Because I've sort of been writing off the Sixers as a Bucks guy, but this changes things. I mean, Tobias Harris is a good player. Where do you look at the top four teams right now?
I thought Tobias should have been an all-star this year. I'm not quite sure what the coaches were thinking there. I understand you have to take a guy off the list, so I get that point as well. He's having every bit of the season that LaMarcus Aldridge is having, let's put it that way. Look, I think they're a little bit better than Boston right now. Boston has struggled to figure it out this year for whatever reason that it is. Maybe they thought it would come easier to them. But if Tobias, you know, meshes with these guys, you mentioned the starting five is going to be really good. You know, the one thing they did rely on last year, and I don't know if you guys saw much of this, is that they were successful in the buyout market where they got Ersan Ilyasova and Marco Bellinelli. Those guys were really helpful to the Sixers. And those are the kind of guys that they would like to get again in the buyout market. I know they've been using Corey Brewer on some 10-day deals. That's the kind of veteran that they do like. They are going to have to somehow bolster that bench, but you know, let's say Wesley Matthews becomes available in the buyout market. Are the Sixers a team he would like to play for? You know, so that's what you're going to have to watch with this Sixers team. But they certainly did go for it. And outside of Shamet, the draft picks, you know, they didn't have to give up too much of their current roster.
When you hear Anthony Davis and the Bucks are one of four teams that he would assign an extension with, is that even real? Is that even reality?
I think it's real that he would love to play with Giannis Antetokounmpo. I completely believe that. If you're looking at the landscape of today's NBA, who goes to the finals, who wins championships, you guys know this, except for what, maybe those Pistons teams of the 2000s that didn't have, you know, a true superstar. You know, they had Ben Wallace, they had Chauncey Billups. But you need at least two superstars next to each other to win a championship in this league. And so that's what I'm thinking now from the Bucks' point of view. I just don't see, you know, I talk about financial paths and assets. I just don't know if they have everything at their disposal to make an offer that is better than anything else that the Lakers or the Celtics would be able to offer. And that's the one holdup. So I guess the one interesting thing, if you're a Bucks fan or you know, follow the Bucks a lot, is that it's nice to see that another superstar would love to team up with Giannis. That's the takeaway here. But practically speaking, I think it's going to be real difficult for the Bucks to even, you know, contemplate pulling something like that off, given the construction of their roster, their salaries, and the pieces they would have to trade.
Talking with Jeff Zilga, USA Today NBA reporter here on The Fan, Chuck and Winkler. As far as needing two superstars, would you consider Chris Middleton in that area? And if he is going to require the max, is that a move the Bucks should make?
Look, Sometimes, whether or not a guy deserves the max or not, sometimes you have to pay the guy the max. I always go back and look at the Washington Wizards when they had to give Otto Porter his max deal. You're not going to be able to go out and get another Chris Middleton. He's an all-star. Do I think he's a superstar? You know, above the, you know, no, he's not at the LeBron, Giannis, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry level. But is he right there alongside like a guy like Jimmy Butler, who the Sixers are going to offer a lot of money to this summer? I completely believe that. He's a two-way player. He has, you know, he has room to get better. And if you lose Chris Middleton in, you know, some kind of free agency, who do you replace him with? And I think that's what it comes down to. And look, I'm going to give this Bucks front office credit. They've had a plan. They've generally tried to stick to it and execute it. And again, I keep using that phrase, financial path. You know, I do believe that they have, you know, the resources to re-sign Chris Middleton, and they should.
You see any buyout guys who are out there? Any guys who are going to be maybe dealt here in the next day, and maybe will be guys who will be bought out of their contracts, and maybe that's a guy Bucks sign.
Well, look, if you're looking at someone who can defend and give you some three, a guy like what I mentioned, Wesley Matthews. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the Knicks do buy him out, he's going to be sought after. The Knicks don't want to win, and so why are they going to put DeAndre Jordan on the court? Now, I'm not saying that's someone the Bucks should go after, but you know, there's another guy who's going to be in the buyout market. I wish that this guy would. It's not necessarily the buyout market because he's been waived, but it's about. I really wish that Carmelo Anthony would adjust his game just a little bit and accept a different role, because when I talk to coaches and executives around the league, they still believe that there's a place for Carmelo Anthony in today's NBA, but it comes with the caveat of, can he be a role player off the bench? The guy could certainly score. If you have a bench that doesn't have a lot of scoring and you're going to put Carmelo Anthony against someone else's second unit, there's a guy who could go get you some buckets. And this isn't going to happen for you guys, but it wouldn't surprise me if Jabari Parker somehow ended up on someone's waiver wire and you know, is bought out by the Bulls as well. There's just no use for him there right now.
Jeff Zelge, USA Today. What do you think the most likely scenario is for Anthony Davis, whether it's getting traded on Thursday, whether it's playing out the season, getting traded in the offseason? How do you think that's going to get resolved?
I don't think it's going to get resolved by Thursday, and so I think it's going to be an off-season move. I think they want to see which teams end up giving the best offer. Right now, you know, for reasons that get a little complicated, the Celtics cannot trade for him until Kyrie Irving becomes a free agent, so that's number one. They also need to look, just for practical purposes, they need to see who gets the number one overall pick. And if it's indeed the New York Knicks and they have a chance to get Zion Williamson, and the Knicks want to trade for Anthony Davis, that's something that the Pelicans should take a look at as well. And so I think they want to see all the best offers, not just what the Lakers can offer. And again, from that Pelicans front office and ownership, there is some hesitancy just to send him to the Lakers because that's where he wants to go. So I can't guarantee you it is going to be the Lakers.
It's going to be interesting. Jeff, we appreciate a few minutes, and we'll be in touch in the future.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep, thank you, guys.